Hi Marcus, it's wonderful to finally connect. Thanks so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate you reaching out. This call is just for us to get to know each other and for me to understand more about iron and plinth. I'd love to hear your story, right from the beginning. What's the origin behind iron and plinth? Thank you, P. Casper. It's great to connect with you too. Origin story, Well, iron and plinth has been my life's work for over 2 decades now. It started from a very clear vision I had for clothing that truly endures, both in quality and in style. I was always fascinated by architectural forms, particularly the strength and uncompromising nature of brutalist design. I wanted to translate that into apparel, pieces that felt foundational, almost like wearable structures. We've always focused on durability, precision, and creating a commanding presence, not just a fleeting trend. That's incredibly clear and powerful. Wearable structures is a fantastic way to put it. So, if you were to describe the core vibe of iron and plinth to someone who's never encountered it before, what would you say? What feeling or aesthetic do you aim to evoke? The vibe is definitely one of uncompromising strength and deliberate design. It's about a severe, architectural aesthetic. Think clean, angular lines, robust materials, and a sense of permanence. We aim for a sophisticated, almost monumental feel. It's not about being flashy or decorative, it's about the integrity of the form, the weight of the fabric, and the precision of the cut. Our clients appreciate that foundational strength and the statement it makes. It's modern, but in a way that feels timeless, not trendy. I can absolutely picture that. It sounds very distinctive. To help me understand the breadth of what you do, could you walk me through some of the core elements of the iron and plinth ecosystem? What are the key products, services, or experiences that define your brand today? Certainly. At the heart of our product line is the Apex Trench Coat. It's our signature piece, meticulously engineered from heavy gauge cotton, featuring precise, angular lines and reinforced seams. It has this imposing, structured silhouette that truly evokes architectural concrete. It's built for durability and to make a commanding statement. Beyond products, we offer a specialized service, custom tailoring and structural alterations. This isn't just hemming a sleeve. It's about making precise adjustments that respect the original architectural integrity of each garment. For some clients, we even create bespoke, built-to-measure modifications for a truly personalized fit. Then there's the Concrete Canvas Showcase. This is our biannual event where we unveil new collections. We hold it in raw, industrial spaces, and the garments are displayed as sculptural installations. We often incorporate live architectural projections or soundscapes to really emphasize the structural and artistic qualities of our clothing. It's an immersive experience. Wow, that's a very comprehensive and cohesive vision, from the product to the experience. It all sounds incredibly deliberate. I'm curious, given such a strong and defined aesthetic, are there any design elements or visual styles that you feel fundamentally go against the spirit of iron and plinth? Anything you absolutely want to avoid? Absolutely. It's crucial for us to maintain clarity on what iron and plinth is, and equally important, what it isn't. We absolutely detest soft, organic florals. To me, those patterns represent a superficial, transient aesthetic. They directly contradict the enduring, unyielding principles of brutalist design and our commitment to structural integrity. They lack the deliberate, foundational strength that iron and plinth embodies. We're about permanence, not ephemeral beauty. That's a very clear boundary, and it makes perfect sense given everything you've shared about the brand's philosophy. It's incredibly helpful to know what you want to avoid as much as what you embrace. Marcus, this has been incredibly insightful. I really appreciate you taking the time to walk me through iron and plinth's backstory, its powerful vibe, and the unique ecosystem you've built. I have a much clearer picture now. My pleasure, P. Casper. I've enjoyed sharing it. It's refreshing to speak with someone who truly listens and grasps the essence of what we do. Thank you. I'm genuinely impressed with the vision. I think this gives us a fantastic starting point. I look forward to exploring next steps when you're ready.